From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Florida's citrus growers are expecting a respite from frigid temperatures on Wednesday. As Susan Giles Wontuck of member station WUSF reports, any damage from the two-day freeze there will be felt by consumers across the nation.
Record lows are expected in parts of Florida, home to many winter vegetable crops. Strawberry growers will be icing up their fruit overnight to shield it from the cold, and fish farmers are hoping to keep their fish alive. At least one tropical fish farmer expects to lose the bulk of his crop after this week's deep freezes. Florida provides 95% of the country's domestic tropical fish. Last January, the longest stretch of freezing weather in memory in the state led to a 30% crop loss and shortages of lettuce, tomatoes, and orange juice, plus higher prices for consumers, especially along the East Coast. For NPR News, I'm Susan Giles Wontuck in Tampa.
A tornado ripped through a small Oregon town of Almsville, south of Portland, Tuesday. There were no serious injuries, but officials there say the damage is extensive. President Obama's tax cut proposal is nearing final passage in the Senate, where its approval is expected on Wednesday. The bill's chances in the House, however, are uncertain. Lawmakers may also begin considering ratification of the new START treaty between the U.S. and Russia this week. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says his goal is to wrap up all of the pressing issues before the end of the lame duck session.
We're going to complete the work we have to do here. I want to get out of here just as soon as we can. But we're not going to walk away from any of the work that we have to do.
Reid says lawmakers still have to work after Christmas, noting that the new Congress won't be sworn in until January 4th. Surveillance of North Korea's nuclear sites has raised suspicion that the nation is gearing up for its largest civil defense drill in years. From Seoul, Dwali Sai-Kaltow reports that the North is suspected of digging a tunnel to possibly conduct a third nuclear test.
The Chosun Ilbo, one of South Korea's major newspapers, quotes an unnamed intelligence officer saying North Korea is digging a tunnel at two of its nuclear facilities. The official says the tunnel, located in a northeastern region of North Korea, is apparently more than 550 yards or 500 meters deep. Seoul's foreign ministry would not confirm this report, but late Tuesday, the ministry said it suspected North Korea was enriching uranium at facilities beyond the main nuclear site at Yongbyon. Meanwhile, China's foreign ministry says North Korea has agreed to Beijing's proposal to hold talks with nuclear envoys of six nations in order, it says, to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sai-Kaltow in Seoul.
Asian shares are mixed despite gains on Wall Street as investors there worry about a negative confidence report on business activity in Japan. This is NPR News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remains in British custody after Swedish prosecutors challenged a judge's decision to grant him bail. It's unclear when the appeal will be heard. Assange is wanted in Sweden for questioning on sex abuse allegations. His supporters insist that Assange is under siege for posting thousands of classified U.S. documents on his webpage. Meantime, the U.S. Air Force says its computers will no longer display websites that have published documents exposed by WikiLeaks, including the New York Times. An investigation into the September explosion in a Northern California neighborhood has yet to reveal what caused the blast. Bob Hensley of Capitol Public Radio reports that the probe shows there were no signs of problems on a gas pipeline that was linked to the incident.
Officials with the National Transportation Safety Board say they found no physical evidence of a pre-existing leak in the pieces of the pipe, nor did investigators see dents or gouges suggesting the pipe was struck with excavation equipment. In an interim report, officials said they're looking at the possibility that a weld along the spine of the pipe might have failed. The explosion and ensuing inferno torched nearly 15 acres of homes in a San Francisco suburb. Eight people were killed and dozens injured. Some victims are still hospitalized. A number of lawsuits have been filed against Pacific Gas and Electric, the owner of the pipeline. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
Australia's acting prime minister confirms the deaths of dozens of suspected asylum seekers off the country's remote Christmas Island in the Indian Ocean. Wayne Swan says the victims were crowded aboard a wooden boat that slammed into rocks on the island, where a detention center is often used to house refugees. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.